Mass school shootings have led school boards across the nation to think about what can be done to make schools more safe. In Michigan, there's been a small fund in the Michigan State Police budget intended for grants to use for schools to use for safety measures. This year, the legislature increased that fund from $2 million last year to $25 million this year. That increase was a reaction to the gunman at a high school in Parkland, Florida, who killed 17 students and staff members and injured 17 others. Joining us now is Deputy Director of Michigan State Police, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Kolinsky, who is the commander of the Specialized Services Bureau. Welcome.
Thank you.
So how are schools using this grant money?
Well, schools are using it in different ways, and this also goes back to 2003 when we started pushing Homeland Security grant dollars to the school districts or the different schools. So it's really going to depend on how far they have come since 2003. It's open to public and non-public schools, school districts, and intermediate school districts. There's a few things they have to do, but some of the eligible items include physical security enhancement equipment. So that could be door locks, proximity access, car readers, motion detection systems, lighting, etc. Anything that they can do to improve or harden the exterior access points of the schools could be public address systems, inspection and screening systems, shatterproof glass, even signage for emergency exits or visitor registration areas, fences, gates, mobile telephone applications that provide the ability to communicate with personnel on site as well as connect them to 911, and even doing school safety assessments, which is really where we started, even as far back as 2003.
Well, that's a lot.
It is.
How much money can a school get in this grant?
Well, there's two different programs with this grant. And the program area one is limited to $25,000 for an individual school or $250,000 for a school district. The second program is limited to $1 million. But with that comes a 25% cash match requirement.
Mm-hmm. So I assume that school districts are not all at the same place in securing their buildings and so forth. So what are the priorities for a school? What are the critical starting places?
Well, the priorities are to ensure that you have certain things in place. And that's a great question. But in the wake of these violent events, emergency responders, our emergency management coordinators, our school administrators and educators and others involved with ensuring a safe environment, they have to reevaluate potential threats and preventative measures to mitigate the threats. And then we have to work with our school administrators to prevent further acts of violence in our schools. More specifically, is that before you invest in, say, an internal closed-circuit television system that just records events, do you have your outside doors locked? Is your outside secure? Is your facility hardened? Do you require people to look at a camera and buzz in before they come in? Do you have a visitor access program in place to ensure that the people that are in your building are supposed to be in your building? So this is where we do the assessments, and it's important that school officials work with the local emergency management coordinators, local emergency responders, and that they have this planning team made up of multiple disciplines to include the schools, the educators, and et cetera, to make sure that they put those things in place in the right priority order. And it's going to depend on how hardened their school is in the first place.
Now, I've read in some rural school districts, they're concerned because they are so far away from first responders. They might be a 20-minute drive from the nearest police station. Is that going to be a different approach than a school that might have a 3-minute response?
It's not going to be a different approach. However, that should increase the work that they're doing on this. It's so critical that schools are prepared, they plan, they train, and they exercise. Even if you are in a major city, it's going to take time for responders to get there. We're not going to wait. We're going to come in. But if a school, the teachers, the students, the parents are not trained, that they don't know what to do, it's going to cause chaos and confusion. Everybody has to be on the same page. Everybody has to be engaged in this process, regardless if it's an urban or rural area.
Let's talk about a couple of logistical things here. Is there a grant application deadline?
Yes, there is a grant application deadline, and it is coming up very quickly. They're due at 12 noon on September 13th.
Yeah, that is quick.
And I know sometimes these grant applications scare people away. This is a very simple grant application that they can fill out. It does not take very long. it is important to know that there's certain things they have to have in place. And all schools need to have an emergency operations plan that has been updated after August 1st, 2017, and aligns with the State of Michigan Emergency Operations Plan guidance that we put out back in 2014. Again, we started in 2003 starting to get some requirements in place. But in 2014, after Governor Snyder put a Safe Schools Initiative together, we've been kind of using that as our baseline for schools to ensure their emergency operations plan has everything that's needed. And that includes things of the initial response, assignment of responsibilities, how they're going to communicate, emergency contacts, having school maps, all the things that are needed in these plans.
The last couple of years, there have been a lot more schools applying for the grant money than you had grant money. You've got more this time, but I'm wondering if some of those schools who did get a grant that's smaller than they needed to accomplish their goals, can they apply again?
Yes, I'm not aware of anything that doesn't allow them to apply, but keep in mind, we're trying to get all the schools to some levels here. So if we have a school that doesn't even have locks that are working effectively, and unfortunately that is the case in some areas, we're going to make sure that we get the locks in that facility before we give another school money for, again, closed circuit television cameras. A lot of people will look at that thinking that's the answer. Unless you have somebody full-time dedicated to monitoring that, that doesn't mean a secretary has one more duty. They have the monitor there. They're really just going to record the event, or during a response if we have live access to it would be beneficial. But we're going to make sure that we harden that facility first from the outside in. We definitely take a layered approach to our security.
Let's bottom line this. What fraction of Michigan schools have prepared for an active shooter or other violent attack by installing equipment to harden the school security?
That I don't know. That's a great question. This is part of some of the things the governor has put in place with his executive order, which established a school safety task force, and for us to start looking at some or pulling some recommendations together so we can start doing a better job auditing these schools to ensure that they, in fact, are doing this. Having a wife as an educator, I understand the amount of work educators, teachers, principals, superintendents have to do to educate our children. We just need to make sure that we do more and do a better job with getting them this information and helping them get those plans in place.
Lieutenant Colonel Chris Kolinsky is commander of the Specialized Services Bureau and a deputy director of the Michigan State Police. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, sir.
Let's turn to the school district that received the largest grant from these funds in the last round at $127,000. Dan Reator is the superintendent of the Eastern Upper Peninsula Intermediate School District. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your district. How large, how many schools, how many students?
Our intermediate school district is about 4,000 square miles. That's over three counties, Chippewa, Luce, and Mackinac counties, all on the eastern end of the Upper Peninsula. We have 20 school districts, and that's about 7,000 students. So a lot of space, many school entities, not very many people.
How did you spend that grant money?
Well, most of the money was spent on building access systems where you're probably familiar with local schools. You go up, you push a button, the doors are all locked. Someone has to physically push a button to allow you to enter the building. There's an intercom. Some systems have video where they can determine that, yes, this is Mrs. Jones. She's coming in to volunteer in the second grade classroom, that kind of thing. So someone has the responsibility of verifying that that person should, in fact, be in the building. So with our districts being very remote, if something bad were to happen, the response time would be not very great from our state police or our county sheriff's departments or village or town police agencies. School districts work together on applying for this grant so that they could hopefully secure their buildings a little bit better.
I assume that $127,000 didn't solve all the problems for all the schools you cover.
That's correct. Again, most of that money was spent on the door access systems. A small piece of it was spent on the ballistic film that you can put on windows that would at least slow down a person trying to enter the building with lethal means, whether shooting into a building or using some type of force to try and break through the windows. Most of our schools have those barriers in place now as a result of the grant. So We were very pleased to be able to receive the grant. Our local districts worked together on a variety of issues in the Eastern Upper Peninsula, and this is one example of that. In fact, one of our local superintendents, Tom McKee, at Whitefish Township School, took the lead on writing the grant, and so we coordinated with all the districts in our region and created a list, and the primary need last year was, again, for those school entry, door entry systems.
How helpful has the Michigan State Police been in helping your schools understand the priorities they need to accomplish to make the schools more secure?
Oh, they were tremendous. For this grant program, they had a contact person that was always available when we had questions. Overall, generally speaking, schools work closely with their local police and fire agencies on how they might respond in the event of some tragic incident. Lots of planning takes place. There are tabletop exercises. All of those things have happened over the last, 10, 12, 15 years. It helps identify what maybe the weaknesses are or how could we improve the security in our own building. When something happens someplace else, in the world or in the United States or in another school situation where there was a security issue, our local districts spend time reviewing their own plans and, what if that happened here? How would we respond? How could we address that where we are? And so the state police, the counties, all of our police and fire agencies have been very supportive. They've been very available to us and willing to come and talk about security issues. And again, they have tabletop exercises. Some districts actually go through mock situations so that they can practice how they might respond. Again, over the last 10, 12 years, we've developed lists of things that we would do if the money was available.
Well, let's talk about the money, because before the grant funding was available, some schools started making some serious investment in security, pulling from their own budgets. Would that have been possible in your district?
No. The amount of money that we received in our region, $127,000, would not have been possible with the multiple year cuts that we've all been enduring. That's not to say that security is not a high enough priority, but when you're making the decision to buy a new textbook series or new software or new computer equipment or a new school bus as opposed to the door system, these are difficult decisions that have to be made by local school leaders. So the availability of that grant was just invaluable, and so it allowed the districts to make those improvements. They have a longer list, so As we move forward and hopefully future years, the state police grant will be available.
Yeah, it is this year. There's more money. Yeah. September 13th deadline. Are you going to apply?
Yes, absolutely. We have assembled our superintendents. We meet monthly and we talk about a variety of issues, and one of them is applying for the school safety grant. So we are assembling the list. We have indicated our desire to apply, and we're doing so as a region.
Dan Riotor is superintendent of the Eastern Upper Peninsula Intermediate School District, which was one of 25 public school districts and 24 non-public school districts and 3 charter schools awarded grants last year to help make schools more secure. As we mentioned, the legislature increased funding from $2 million last year to $25 million this year. Dan Riotor, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.